Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Joey Marra. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Great to be here.
Producer of Alex Gibney's latest documentary, and I'm a big fan of Alex Gibney, and the latest film is called Crazy, Not Insane. Would you like to maybe introduce it a little bit, just tell us a few lines about perhaps what it talks about?
Yeah, Crazy, Not Insane is a documentary about Dorothy Lewis, who is a psychiatrist who studies murderers, serial killers, and asks, why we kill. She studies the origins of violence, and she's worked with the likes of Ted Bundy, Arthur Shawcross, some very violent people, yeah. And she's pioneered the study of violence, and the film is about her life and work.
But that's great. I mean, the question you pointed out, why we kill, is actually one that is mentioned at the start of the film.
Yes.
Have you ever asked yourself that, just out of curiosity?
Not explicitly, but I've probably thought about it. It's probably crossed my mind, like everyone else.
Yeah, you know? It is kind of a complicated question to answer. And I suppose this film kind of examines that, explores that. And I wanted to sort of ask you, why do you feel it's an important time for this... it's important for this film to come out at this time, this historical period.
I think so. I think it's important. Look, especially in the United States, we execute people. Capital punishment is a major issue, not just a political issue, but it's just an issue for all of us to reckon with. And Dorothy has spent her life trying to understand violent people and the origins of that violence. And, you know, I wouldn't say the film is anti-death penalty, but Dorothy and the film, I think, make a case as to why we shouldn't execute very violent people. There's a lot to learn from them.
Right.
And the film also explores the sort of uneasy relationship between the legal system and psychiatry. The legal system doesn't have a very clear definition, or it doesn't have a scientific definition of insanity or many other mental health concepts. So
I feel like a very strong point of the film is the extensive archive that she kept during all of these years with some really, pretty famous names and serial killers, including Ted Bundy, which was cool. So that was all hers. That was all her archive.
Almost all the original archive belonged to Dorothy.
Yeah. Yes. And then aside from that, just to tell our listeners what it talk, you know, it's the Alex Gibney style, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's very gripping and, makes use of, aside from the interviews and the people themselves and the archive, then you've got animation, animated sequences, and it's a very creative way of bringing a documentary to the screen, would you say?
I think so. When you're talking about psychology and psychiatry, and some of the stories are very personal, we had no footage, and we had to find ways of bringing those impressions and memories to life, and I think, you know, it was an effective sort of tapestry of styles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think you talked about the United States, this being a relevant documentary for the United States, but do you think it resonates throughout the world?
I think so. Yeah. Capital punishment is an issue all over the world, as is mental health in the justice system. Like, the United States isn't the only country to struggle with what to do with very violent, mentally ill people.
Right.
So it's a global issue.
And sure. This film addresses that. This film has a very strong sort of opinion, given the nature of the documentary on what should be done in this regard. It's kind of crazy that we're still talking about it.
It is. Right? Yeah, I was just talking to someone who noticed Italy had gotten rid of, well, it didn't abolish the death penalty, but it stopped executing people in 1886, I believe.
Right. There have been exceptions.
Well, fascism. Italian fascism was a different, but overall, Europe and Italy have been very good on capital punishment.
Well, Joey, it's been a pleasure talking with you about Crazy, Not Insane. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.